You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. It is approaching 10 years of the Accessible Information Standard, and in an attempt to make health information more accessible to blind and partially sighted people. However, there are still improvements to be made, and there are still struggles that blind and partially sighted people experience. Today, we will find out a little bit more about that as we are going to chat to Jenny Molyneux. Jenny, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Before we kind of talk about your experience of accessible health information, can you tell us a little bit about your sight condition, please?
I've got a degenerative genetic eye condition. I've got reverse retinitis pigmentosa. So a lot of people may have heard of retinitis pigmentosa, which sort of manifests itself as tunnel vision, where your peripheral vision starts to deteriorate and moves into sort of coming into your central vision. The way my condition manifests itself, it almost displays itself a little bit like a macular problem first. So it was my central vision that started to deteriorate, and then subsequently over a number of years it's moved through to my peripheral vision. So at this moment in time I am certified as severely sight impaired, and I've got light perception and I've got very limited peripheral vision, which I try and use as much as I can.
Now, when it comes to your experience of inaccessible health information, can we talk about one time where you faced such an issue? Can you tell us a little bit more about that situation, and you know, how was your experience, and in what way was it negative or inaccessible?
I'm very fortunate enough to have become a mum, and my little girl is now 4 years old. But 4 years ago, when I became pregnant with my daughter, well, 5 years ago really now, when I became pregnant with my daughter, it's all very exciting. You go to your first midwife appointment, and straight away I was confronted with inaccessible information, because at that point in time they were using what they call white books. So this was your book that you carried around with you, which your midwife wrote in all your information. It had lots and lots of information in the book. It had contact telephone numbers that you might need to ring for your local support, lots and lots of information. And the first thing I said is that I can't see that. That's not accessible to me. Within my local area, they were trialing a new app for their maternity services, which I was more than happy. So great, that's wonderful. I use VoiceOver on my smartphone and iPad, so brilliant. Hopefully I'll be able to access that. Started with the got logged in, and it very, very quickly became apparent that actually the app hadn't been created with accessibility in mind. Some of the parts of it were labelled properly, so I'd sort of been given two different ways of being able to access my maternity services and my maternity journey, but neither of them were accessible, to the point where with my white book it had a list of telephone numbers for the different departments that I might need throughout my pregnancy, and I had to sit there with my friends and type every single telephone number into my mobile phone just in case I needed it, and I had nobody sighted with me when I might need that telephone number. And it just becomes really disempowering, and it adds an extra layer. You know, becoming a new mum anyway and having, you know, pregnancy comes with a level of anxiety anyway. Add the layer of, you know, having a vision impairment and being a mum, you know, that's another layer of anxiety. To then not be able to access information, it's just, it adds that extra layer of anxiety to an already sort of anxiety provoking, and it should be joyous. It should be, you know, if there is something that you've got concerns about, you know, you can quickly check your white book, and that's great. But for somebody with a vision impairment, that's not always the case.
How did that make you feel at the time to be dealing with that?
You get a feeling of disappointment. Oh, not again. It's hard enough accessing information, you know, in any sort of format, but when it's your health and it's your baby's health, it's that extra layer of anxiety that you just feel a little bit inadequate, to be quite honest with you. You just think it's another hurdle that as a blind or partially sighted parent, you're having to give it that extra energy, that extra concern, that extra level of anxiety that really, you know, with the accessible information standard, this shouldn't be happening. No, blind and partially sighted parents should be able to access all their information just as easily as their sighted peers. And I think as you know, a mum who is expecting it, like I said, it just adds that layer of anxiety. And I think, you know, it's hard enough, like we've said, it's really, you know, it's hard enough to access that. And I think it just takes away a little bit of that joy and that excitement, because you are always got this underlying level of anxiety running through your pregnancy. What if something goes wrong in the middle of the night and I can't access that information either on my app or and I can't read the book? And what if I've got nobody with me who is sighted to be able to access that information? And that's quite scary. Nobody wants to have to do that. But if you're in that situation and you can't access that information, that's scary, and you feel incredibly vulnerable as well. And I think at what should be a very exciting and joyous time, it just tinges it with a little bit more anxiety than maybe is absolutely necessary.
What would you like to see improve in, well, say roughly the next 10 years in regards to accessible health information for blind and partially sighted people? What improvements would you like to see?
I would really love to see information being made accessible in regards to if we're using apps, if that's the way that you know, technology is moving forward and the technology is there. Now, not everybody uses technology, but if you are a technology user, it's making sure that right from the concept, right from the beginning of these online apps, these online portals that we're asked to use, accessibility is placed first and foremost in their development, so that we're not having to backtrack. You know, they're not having to go, oh, actually, this isn't labelled properly with a screen reader, so that blind or partially sighted patient can't access that part of the portal. We've had this standard now for 10 years, and I think in the next 10 years, it's all very well having a standard, it's all very well saying we're doing it, but let's just do it. It really needs to be implemented properly.
Thank you very much, Jenny Molyneux, for sharing your experiences here with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.